A Friend in Need by Vicki H. Budge, based on a true story. I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. That's how I'll show my love for you. Children's Songbook, pages 140 to 141. The first day of summer vacation should have been exciting, but it wasn't. When I woke up that morning and remembered where I had to go, I felt nervous. I was going to visit a man named John. My primary teacher, Sister Chichenoff, had come up with this idea of each person in our class adopting a grandparent at a nearby nursing home. She told us if we learned to love one another like Jesus taught, we would find out what real joy was. Everyone thought the idea was good. At first, I did too. Sister Chichenoff had made it sound like a privilege. "Hey, Nick," she said, "I assigned you to a special person. This man could really use a friend." "You can count on me," I said. "I'll be his friend." "He doesn't mix with other people much, and he only has one leg. He could use someone who cares about him and will push him around in his wheelchair." "I'll do it," I said. Sister Chichenoff reached out and took hold of my arm. I could tell she was going to say something I wouldn't like. "This man doesn't like people," she said. "He doesn't like to talk to anyone, and he doesn't like to go in his wheelchair. In fact, they tell me he is quite a grouch who complains all the time." "But why give him to me?" I asked. "I don't think I can help." "Because John needs someone to talk to," Sister Chichenoff said. "He is a lonely man, and I told the administrator that you were the person he needs." I was afraid to meet someone who didn't want me to be there. I wondered if he'd yell at me. By dinner time, I was so afraid to meet him that I went in my room and said a prayer. I knew Heavenly Father wasn't afraid of John. Sister Chichenoff met us at the church that evening with her husband. Brother Chichenoff was the first to answer my prayer. He was funny, so I asked him to stick with me for the evening. He was also big, and I planned to hide behind him if John yelled at me. When we walked into John's room, he didn't yell. He didn't say anything. He sat in his bed and ignored us. My friends and I liked monster riddles, so I decided to try one on John. "What do sea monsters eat?" I asked. John glared. "I give up," Brother Chichenoff said. "Fish and ships." Brother Chichenoff broke out laughing, but John kept glaring. I changed the subject. How about a ride through the nursing home?" To my surprise, John nodded yes. The evening didn't turn out as bad as I thought it would. The next week I didn't want to go back, but I wasn't afraid. When we got to the nursing home, all the residents were excited to see us. John was already in his wheelchair. "Been waiting for you," he said. "How about a ride?" I asked. "Sure, let's go." Brother Chichenoff and I still did most of the talking, but John grumbled a few words every once in a while. When it was time to go home, he motioned for me to come closer. "What happened to the apples on the monster's apple tree?" he asked. "Well, I don't know. They all grew some. You know, grew some?" John smiled and chuckled at his riddle. Brother Chichenoff and I laughed. After all, I looked forward to Thursday evenings when I got to visit John. His face lit up like a light bulb when I walked in. And each week always had a riddle for me. We'd go walking, and he'd start talking. John told us stories of fishing and hunting years ago. He told us how he cut his leg on an old camper door, and it got infected. He didn't get it taken care of properly, and that's why he had only one leg. Several months later, John told me a secret. "Hey, Nick, guess what's 2 weeks from tonight?" "I give up," he said. "It's my birthday. I'll be 88. "Wow, let's do something special. What would you like to do?" "I'd like to go somewhere and have a big chicken dinner." "All right, we'll do it," I said. "It will be my birthday present to you." My parents agreed to drive us to the restaurant and then take us back to the nursing home after dinner. Then I could push John around in his wheelchair for a while and go back home with the Chichenoffs and my primary class. The next week when I visited John, I was in for a big surprise. He was up walking with crutches all by himself. All he talked about was going out next week for his birthday dinner. He was so excited. I was pretty excited myself. A few days later, the phone rang early in the morning. It was Sister Chichenov. John had died during the night. The following Thursday, on John's birthday, I sat in the nursing home with the Chichenovs, my parents, and some of the kids from my primary class. It wasn't evening, and it wasn't time to visit our adopted grandparents. It was the middle of the afternoon, and we were attending John's funeral. We were the only people there besides a few who worked at the nursing home. As I sat there and listened to the story of John's life, it was hard not to cry. The nursing home worker said his life had changed and gotten better after the children from the Mormon church started coming to visit. I knew my life had changed because of those visits. I've always wished that John and I had gone out for that chicken dinner, but I've been glad that we had the chance to become good friends. I found out about the real joy my primary teacher talked about when people love one another. End of the article, A Friend in Need, by Vicki H. Budge.